Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Hazarik B'yam, Arba Amos. One who throws a distance of 4 Amos in the sea. Potter, he's Potter. Let's say he's standing in the water and he throws a bottle. From where he's standing, it lands 4 Amos away. Remember, we said that the sea has a din of a Carmelis. Im Haya Rekak Mai. Let's say there was a shallow pool of muddy water. That's what rekak means, rekak mayim. The Batrur explains any water that isn't really high from the ground, and there's mud and all kinds of, you know, gooey kinds of stuff over there. That's called rekak. Ureshus harabim mehaleches bo. And there's a reshus harabim passing through it. So imagine you're walking down a reshus harabim, you say, oi, there's a whole rekak mayim over here. How am I going to get through? Hazorik l'toyche arba amos. So I don't know if he's upset or he doesn't know what to do, but l'maisa, instead of like turning around or marching through it, he throws something for a distance of 4 amos. The din is chayim. He is chayim. As explained, this water isn't deep at all. That's why it's called a rekak mayim. It's just like a puddle of mud. And most people just walk through. So because most people walk through, therefore, it's still considered part of the Rishus HaRabim. If you throw 4 amos in the Rishus HaRabim, then you're chayiv. Frek, the mission of a kamahu rekak mayim. How much is this rekak mayim? In other words, how shallow does it have to be considered a rekak mayim? Another way of asking this question is, how shallow does it have to be in order for us to say, this is part of the Rishus HaRabim, people just walk through it, and we don't say, well, it's like a little, you know, water, which is a carmelis. And the answer is, pachis me'asara tvachim, less than 10 tvachim. If the water is 10 tvachim deep, then it has been like a carmelis. I know it's not a sea, it's just a water in the Rishus HaRabim, but it's 10 tvachim deep. And the male, if you throw 4 amos over there, you would not be chayiv. Now the next words in the Mishnah seem just to be repeating what we said before. The Mishnah goes on to say, rekak mayim, that if you have this puddle, Rishus HaRabim haleches bayi, you have Rishus HaRabim passing through it, Hazarik b'toychei arba amos chayim. One who throws a distance of 4 amos in it is chayim. So what's the chiddush over here? We learned this already at the beginning of the Mishnah. So there are different pshatim, but here's the pshat that the Bat Tanura brings. The previous puddle, it could have been a narrow puddle. This puddle is wide 4 amos. Now when you're walking on the street and there's a narrow puddle, okay, you're wearing boots, you're not wearing boots, you run through it, you don't have time. But when you see a puddle that is wide 4 amos, most people are just going to walk all the way around it. You could walk through it. It is less than 10 tefachim deep. If not, it wouldn't be considered a rekak mayim, but most people walk around it. So that's the chiddush. Even though it's such a wide puddle, but as long as it's less than 10, the Mishnah is telling us it's still called a Rishus HaRabim, and he throws 4 amos in it, he's chayiv. Furthermore, says the Bat Tanura, the reason the Mishnah stresses a Rishus HaRabim haleches bo is to teach us that even though when the Rabim passes through this, it's only if you're like really, really late, are you willing to run into a puddle that's 4 amos wide. They'll only do it al yedei adchak if they have no choice, but we paskin, even hilach al yedei adchak, even things that people only do if they mamish have no choice, is called going, and therefore it's part of the Rishus HaRabim and not considered a carmelis. So once again, let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. You know what? If you throw 4 amos in an ocean, you're for sure not chay, because a yam is a carmelis. Well, what about a puddle on the street? Depends how deep it is. If it's more than 10 tvachim, it also has the name of a carmelis. If it's less than 10 tvachim, it's just a puddle. It's part of the Rishus HaRabim. And if you throw 4 amos over there, one would still be chayiv.